Hello, I'm Roger Moller, the founder and principal investigator at Electric Forester Investigations here in the UK, and I'm talking to Dr. Dan Harper in San Diego, Southern California. Dr. Dan is a general practitioner and functional medicine physician with 30 years' experience and is particularly concerned about exposure from environmental pollution, of which, of course, wireless is but one type. Good afternoon, Dr. Dan.
Greetings.
Well, shall we start our talk with a discussion about the distinction between electrosensitivity and electromagnetic hypersensitivity as you perceive it in the U.S.?
There are varying degrees of sensitivity to electromagnetic fields, just as there are varying degrees of sensitivity to various chemicals. With electrical sensitivity, a person is aware of what's going on. They can feel the burning as they put the cell phone up to their ear, or they can feel the palpitations in their chest, and they have this cognizance that on their skin there's a little bit of redness or a little rash when they're around electromagnetic fields. And it does not create severe reactions. A person that has electromagnetic field hypersensitivity, there are events physiologically that are triggered in their body that go beyond anything they can will or control. Some of the neurotransmitter receptors are stimulated, particularly the NMDA receptor, and calcium will begin to flood into the cells. A little bit of calcium going in is great. It activates the nerve. The movement of calcium and magnesium across the cell membrane is what causes the electrical current in your brain. Impulses have to do with that ionization and movement. But when too much calcium goes in, it's like too many people crowding into a bar, and if there's no bouncer to stop that, then things become very chaotic and destructive, and it can even lead to cell death if it's not corrected quickly. This will then cause brain fog or seizures or cognitive dysfunction. It will cause memory dysfunctions. If it affects the sympathetic nervous system, it can result in tachycardia. It can cause all kinds of breathing issues, severe anxiety, muscle twitching, tics. If it is a parasympathetic, then you don't have the sympathetic control anymore to raise your blood pressure when you stand up, if it overstimulates the vagus, your heart rate will drop significantly, your blood pressure will drop, and you'll find yourself on the floor from hypotension, and in the fall you can do quite a bit of harm to your system.
How do people normally present to you? Do they have any concept of what's going on for them?
Many people are intuitive, and they're sort of sensitive to what's going on, and they say, you know, when I use my computer, I feel lousy, or when I put the cell phone to my head, I have this headache for hours afterward, or and when I'm driving, I can't remember where I'm driving or what I'm supposed to be doing. I get into wrecks when I talk on my cell phone. I get confused. Some people come in with that type of a history, and they've listened to their body, and they know. Most people come in, and they're not sure what's going on. They have some pretty non-specific symptoms, and you don't know whether it's due to mold exposure or chemical sensitivity or some type of glandular dysfunction. They complain of fatigue. They complain of headache. They complain of sleep disturbances, cognition problems. And so you have to be a detective and evaluate things. I cheat a little bit in that even though I am an MD, I also know kinesiology. And with some of my kinesiology testing, their body will reveal to me that they have this electromagnetic field issue. And then there are some things you can do to try to confirm it, either by protecting them in certain ways and the symptoms go away, or provoking it in certain ways by putting them next to an abnormal field and watching the heart rate go up, watching the perspiration, watching the reaction of their autonomic nervous system.
Do you find amongst U.S. doctors or general practitioners that they even consider environmental factors?
Our medical schools are trained by the pharmaceutical industry. And if you don't have a pill for it, there is no such thing as a diagnosis. Now,
right.
We have Lyrica. We suddenly have an ICD-9 code for fibromyalgia. But since they don't have a pill to take away the reactions to molds and mycotoxins, it doesn't hurt people unless they have AIDS or their own chemotherapy, which is a lie. multiple chemical sensitivities. Go see the psychiatrist. It's all in your head. But now then, they have come up with ICD-9, ICD-10 codes for this, and it is being recognized. So as they come up with drugs or things they can do for it, they will begin to allow it. But it's still not being taught in medical school. None of the environmental things are being taught to students and residents. Mold hypersensitivities, electromagnetic field sensitivities, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. We're taught to prescribe Lyrica or some type of antipsychotic or antidepressant, but that's the extent of training. If a doctor begins in America that is in the majority of states in the United States, begins to think and talk like I do, it is not the standard of medical care which is established by the studies the pharmaceutical companies have done concerning Lipitor lowering the cholesterol or ARBs lowering the blood pressure, and that's the standard of care. Somebody walks in with high cholesterol, you prescribe the statins, or somebody comes in with high blood pressure, you give them an ARB or one of the ACE inhibitors. If you do not do those things here in America, you will lose your medical license. And since this isn't taught in medical school and accepted as a good physiologically evidence-based medical articles have been peer-reviewed, accepted thing, then you can be considered outside of the box, and they will put you all the way out of the box, either into prison or take away your license to practice medicine. So most environmental medicine doctors, I think there's about 25,000 of us out of the millions here in the United States that are aware of environmental things. We kind of keep a low profile. Those that don't, like Dr. Ordog in L.A., who got nailed for saying that mold can hurt people, you can get into major problems.
Well, you have a similar situation here where if a particular condition is not identified in the ICD-10, then the doctor is in jeopardy, because not only does he not have, he or she have diagnostic protocols, but has no treatment protocols. And so they're, as we say here, skiing off piste. They're, you know, they're out on a limb.
Right.
And I guess
it's the same way here.
I guess that really comes as no great surprise.